Blackstone Audio presents There Is Simply Too Much to Think About, Collected Nonfiction by Saul Bellow, edited by Benjamin Taylor. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Once you begin talking, once the mind takes to this way of turning, it keeps turning, and it dips through all events, and perhaps it makes matters slightly more tolerable to let it turn. Though I can't see why they should be tolerable. It is really a frightful moment. But what can one do? The thoughts continue turning. Mr. Zamler's Planet. Prologue. Starting out in Chicago. What was it, in the 30s, that drew an adolescent in Chicago to the writing of books? How did a young American of the Depression period decide that he was, of all things, a literary artist? I used the pretentious term literary artist simply to emphasize the contrast between such an ambition and the external facts. A colossal industrial and business center, knocked flat by unemployment, its factories and even its schools closing, decided to hold a world's fair on the shore of Lake Michigan, with towers, high-rides, exhibits, Chinese rickshaws, a midget village in which there was a midget wedding every day, and other lively attractions including whores and con men and fan dancers. There was a bit of gaiety. There was quite a lot of amoebic dysentery. Prosperity did not come back. Several millions of dollars were invested in vain by businessmen and politicians. If they could be quixotic, there was no reason why college students shouldn't be impractical too. And what was the most impractical of choices in somber, heavy...